You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. This week, we're playing a throwback episode going all the way back to August 22nd, 2011, where I spoke with my co-host, Quinn Gunter, who was from Haynes Falls at that time, about some particular books by a favorite author of ours. So hope you enjoy the show, and we hope to be back live and on the air in 2 weeks. We're off the air next week for a special live WGXC broadcast, but look forward to talking about some more books soon. Enjoy.
No changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill him, he's a hero. Get it to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
Oh, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Place hate makes disgrace to racist. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white, and smoke tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling back to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
You're my brother, you're my sister.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Something will never change.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC, 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Quinn. I'm from Haines Falls. I'm 10 years old.
And I'm Emily. I'm from Hudson, and I'm the Youth Programs Coordinator here at WGXC. Quinn and I are here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books, books we love, books we're currently reading,
all that good stuff.
It's true. And Madeline is going to be joining us from now on, but she's on vacation with a big stack of books. So we wish her well.
Hopefully.
And happy reading.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yay.
Always.
And today on Bound by Books, we're going to share with you a book that we've both read. Quinn's actually about halfway through it right now.
Yeah, I'm
over halfway through it. We avoid spoilers anyways, so.
Yeah, we try our best.
And possibly Madeline is reading it right now.
Possibly.
It could be. It was in her pile.
Well, yeah, it was in her pile. But it wasn't one of her books. But she might be reading it.
It's possible. But so what book are we talking about today?
We're talking about After Tupac, from the song we just read, Andy Foster. It's called After Tupac, Andy Foster.
And it's by Jacqueline Woodson. And it's one of the 8 books that was selected by librarians throughout the Mid-Hudson Library System to be part of the Battle of the Books, which is a competition, a trivia contest for youth entering grades 6 to 9 that happens every fall. And youth from all over the region read these 8 books and then come together one day and have a epic battle. There's trivia about the books, and there's buzzers and scorecards.
Oh, no.
It's really fun.
Oh, no. I'm in it.
What?
I'm in it. It's going to be exciting.
Quinn's our ringer.
Very exciting. What?
I've decided you're a ringer.
What's a ringer?
You're gonna do really well. We're bringing you in. Special. Nobody's going to see you coming.
What do you mean?
No. Unless
you're
they.
You're joking.
No. You're a very good reader. And you remember a lot of details.
Apparently.
It's true.
Really?
I think so. You ever heard yourself talk about Terry Pratchett?
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're talking about After Tupac and D. Foster today. And what is this book about?
This book is about really the friendship between 3 girls who are about 12. They're between 11, 12, 13 throughout the book. There are those ages. And it's how their friendship relates to them and how Tupac related to them, because they all loved him. And the special things about their friendship, you can say.
Yeah. And so the book starts off and we have Nika and our narrator, who we never know her name.
Never.
But she's very nice. But so Nika and our narrator have been best friends for a very long time. They do everything together. They hang out on the block together, jump rope.
They aren't allowed to leave the block ever.
No. Their moms have tight reins on them. And then this girl named Dee Foster wanders onto their block, or roams.
Her name
they
was
use the
Dee.
Word roams all the time. She's a roamer.
Yeah.
But she is living with a foster parent who doesn't have tight reins on her and lets her wander around the city. And the girls think that's really fascinating, but they hit it off with her. And so all of a sudden, their twosome becomes a threesome. And they're all best friends and hang out together.
What do they call it? They have a name for...
I don't remember. I read it so long ago.
The three of them.
We'll have to figure it out for the trivia contest.
For the trivia contest.
Just in case.
Yeah, just what the three of them are called.
But yeah, so it's interesting because this title is called After Tupac and Dee Foster. So it implies that the story takes place after Tupac has died and after Dee Foster's been in their life. But most of the book is before Tupac has died and
it's how Tupac defects their life. She came right after he just got shot and then left right before he died. I think that's what it was.
I think she was there before he got shot the first time. Tupac had a tough life.
Yeah. She was there. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that what I said, or I said something else?
You said something else, but that's okay.
Okay. I meant she came before
yeah.
he got shot the first time, mm-hmm. and then he left, and then she left before. Mm-hmm.
That seems like it says a lot about how people can have an influence on you, even mm-hmm. if they're not in your life for that long.
Mm-hmm. And the three girls, they didn't just even love his music. They also felt a connection with him.
Yeah, I have a quote that I really liked from the book that's about that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This is something that Dee Foster says. And all of them, and also some of their siblings, talk mm-hmm. about the connection they feel to Tupac and how they mm-hmm. feel like when they hear his music, it's like he's speaking to them and he understands. Mm-hmm. He's been through stuff like them. But Dee Foster seems to have an especially tight affinity with him. And she says at one point, when I see him on TV, I'd be thinking about the way his life was all crazy and my life is all crazy. And we both all sad about it and stuff. But we ain't trying to let the sad feelings get us down. We ain't trying to give up. I like that quote.
Mm-hmm. There's some pretty good quotes in that book. That's mm-hmm. not the only one that I really like in that book.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. About the connection.
Do you want me to read another quote I like?
Sure.
This is actually my favorite quote from the book, I think. There's so many good ones.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
They're talking about, at one point early on in the story, they're talking about watching music videos. And this takes place like earlier on in
mm-hmm. music early in
video history. And they're talking about how they oftentimes would have to watch bootleg copies of the music videos. And so sometimes the quality wasn't very good.
What is it?
A bootleg copy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a copy that somebody made. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes it's, you know, either they videotaped mm-hmm. the TV or the video screen.
Mm-hmm.
And so the quality goes down, you know, with each mm-hmm. copy. So, but they're talking about those videos that they watched.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, if it was a Tupac video, the only thing all the girls wanted to see real good was Tupac's eyes. He had the prettiest eyes of any rapper. They were all big and sad looking, and he had dark eyebrows that were so thick they made you think about soft things.
Yeah, that's a good line.
I like that one. If you've seen his face,
mm-hmm. you can kind of...
It's just a very poetic way mm-hmm. of describing his face.
Yeah.
Because he has these beautiful big eyes, and mm-hmm. I love the reference of the eyebrows as
just like
them making you think of soft things.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could reach out and touch them on the screen, they'd be soft.
Which is funny, because when you think of eyebrows, you don't naturally think of soft things.
No.
Even though they are pretty soft.
He does have very thick eyebrows. Or did have.
Mm-hmm.
He's no longer with us.
No.
Hmm. But what was your favorite aspect of the book so far? Either favorite scene or favorite characters? Or both?
I think my favorite character is Dee Foster.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the way she is. I don't know.
Do you know who mine is? I think we talked about this last week.
Your favorite one is Nika.
I love Nika. She's spunky.
She is spunky. She's very spunky.
I feel like she's a total sweetheart, but she, mm-hmm. she's got some sass to her.
Yeah, she does.
And I feel like I've known a lot of young women like that, mm-hmm. and so it reminds me of them. So I have a nice little soft spot for Nika.
Yeah, she's funny. And then our main character, who's like, how they think of her. Yeah, how they think of her as, like, the one who sits behind books. And I love how there's this one scene that is a spoiler where she's thinking about she has another half of her. And she's sitting there reading her books. Why is she sitting there reading her books? She's trying to find the other half of her. And she thinks, sometimes she thinks that Dee Foster is the other half of her.
Mm.
Sometimes she thinks that, like, a certain places.
Hmm. Interesting.
Since I haven't finished the book, I don't know what the final second half is.
And you were telling me you have a favorite scene from the book too.
I do.
I'm waiting for my answer.
Oh, yeah. My favorite scene. Is it a spoiler?
I don't think so. It's on the cover.
It's on the cover. Basically. One of my absolute favorite scene is where she's thinking about her other half of her and how everything was perfect just in that 1 second of, like, they run off out of their block. And Dee Foster brings them to this place, and they're all pretty scared about it because it's this park. It's at night, and it's wintertime, so they're all kind of scared about it. And they go into the park all freaked out, except for Dee. And they go in, and they see, and they go down these steps, and they realize that they're in a theater. And it's like one of those Greek theaters that people are at the bottom.
An amphitheater?
Yeah, I think so. In a New York City park. And it's covered in snow. And first, Dee falls down on the ground, and then I think our main character does, and then Nika. And they start making snow angels. And they just, like, and your main character just thinks, like, everything's perfect just in that 1 second. She's with her best friends. She did something really scary.
And they're sort of in this isolated spot, too. So it's like this private moment for them where they're away from the block.
And they've lived all their life in this one block. Just how immense that must be.
They don't roam so much.
No.
Not like Dee. Yeah. That's a nice moment.
It is.
I think all of my favorite moments are when they're talking about Tupac. I think in part because I've known a lot of people that are really hesitant to really try to listen to hip hop. And sometimes it's the curse words or the subject matter's depressing, or sometimes they just hear that it's rap and assume that that's the case. And so I sort of appreciated reading a book where the characters talk about how much meaning they got from his lyrics and who he was. And I feel like it was across the board, so it wasn't even just the three girls, but one of their brothers talks about it, and the mom talks about it. So I really appreciated that. I love Tupac.
The only character that you hear about in the book that's actually a character is the mom. Nika's mom. Nika's mom doesn't appreciate Tupac so much. She thinks he's a...
He's a thug.
Yeah.
Because he's got the tattoo.
Yeah. It is a bit of a weird tattoo.
Yeah, he was a complex character. You know, he wasn't perfect, but most people aren't.
Why did he have that tattoo?
I'm not sure. I'd have to read his biography. See his movies. Ask him. Maybe he'll answer.
I doubt it. From the point where he is right now, I doubt it.
Yeah. Well, should we hear a song by Tupac?
Absolutely. It's called
Keep Your Head Up.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh, and the deeper the root. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gash up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and our game from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Keep your head up, ooh, child, things are gonna get easy.
Keep your head up,
ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Keep your head up,
ooh, child, things are
Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. I'm trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to be legit and still pay your rent. And in the end it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains it pours. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. And even though you're fed up, you got to know better. Babies on their own. I know it's kind of rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thank the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else want them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why his daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking fierce. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, you're steady hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving bins, I'm still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, it seems they'll never let up. Gotta keep your head up.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Bound by Books on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
And we just heard Keep Your Head Up by Tupac, and we have been playing Tupac today because we were talking about Jacqueline, I said her name funny, Jacqueline Woodson's After Tupac and Dee Foster, which Quinn is currently reading, and I read just under a year ago. I read it back in November of last year, and I actually listened to it rather than read it. I didn't read it in book form, and the audio recording is excellent, so I highly suggest it for anyone who is looking for a good audiobook.
So do you prefer the reading the book or the audiobook? Which one do you prefer?
I think either is great. I think this is such a good story. The writing is so strong and the characters are so wonderful that any way you read it will be great. And I have actually read parts of it when I was sort of reviewing it again for Battle of the Books. And yeah, it was just as good in written form. But the narrator for the audiobook, whose name is Susan Spain, does just a really great job of bringing the characters' voices to life, and in particular Nika. Like the way that I would picture Nika's voice was exactly how she did it. And I actually, around the same time last year, I also read Peace Locomotion, which is another Jacqueline Woodson book, and that I also listened to the audiobook, and it was also excellent. And that one was read by Dion Graham, who is an outstanding narrator. He does a lot of audiobooks, including The Rock in the River by Kikla Magoon, which is a really well-regarded audiobook recording. But he does a really good job of also bringing the character Locomotion to life, Lonnie, who goes by Locomotion. And so I highly suggest that one, too. You should read it someday, Quinn.
You'd like it.
Cool. What were you going to say?
I was just asking about Peace Locomotion. If you could do a really, really quick about what it was about, really quick.
Sure. It's actually if a follow-up to Locomotion, mm-hmm. which I haven't read yet. But I felt like I could dive into Peace Locomotion without having read it. Mm-hmm. But Locomotion is told in verse and is about a young man named Lonnie who mm-hmm. goes by Locomotion, who's a poet. That's most mm-hmm. of what I know about that book. And Peace Locomotion, instead of being written in verse, is written in letters to his sister. Mm-hmm. He and his sister are separated. They're both living with different loving foster parents, mm-hmm. and they only get to see each other once in a while. So he's decided that he should write letters mm-hmm. to her, which it's unclear if he ever gives them to her. But he mm-hmm. writes letters, sort of like a journal, mm-hmm. To kind of preserve the memories of this time mm-hmm. in their lives. And he's just a really sweet kid, and the relationship between him and his foster mother is really also really sweet. And his foster brother comes back from war, and so it's partly about his relationship with meeting this new person in his family, and also being apart from his sister and his parents. And again,
Dionne, has he ever met his parents, or is it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just, I think Jacqueline Woodson is just a really powerful writer. Both this book and After Tupac and Dee Foster are about kids around 12, 13 years old.
Mm-hmm. Starts at 11, end at 13. Mm-hmm. Even though throughout the book.
Yeah, so Lonnie's 12 in Peace Locomotion. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she does a really good job of writing really intriguing and complex characters at that age. Mm-hmm. And she's, in both of those books, she's writing from their perspective. The mm-hmm. character's the narrator, so mm-hmm. she also does a really good job of kind of diving into those characters and mm-hmm. letting them tell their story. So I'm excited to read more from her.
Cool. I hope I will, too.
I hope you like the rest of After Tupac and Dee Foster.
I bet I will. So far,
I think you will,
I'm 3/4 way through the book. I think I'm fine.
Yeah.
Somewhere between halfway. 3/4, because I know I've said both on the radio show today.
It's hard to know what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, we're out of time mm-hmm. for today. Mm-hmm. But stay tuned for the afternoon show.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Attention, please. This is a temperature control announcement. You are now entering a high temperature zone. It is advised you wear the gloves and goggles provided at all times.